The regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting.
What's going on, you Diaka diddlers? This is Terrence Pop from Redonkulous.com, and good Pop showed up today because bad Pop fucked me on the laundry.
Are you done? All right, that was Toby, and that was the first time I let him speak for me in, like, I don't know, 21 years. For the first 34 years of my life, he was doing all the thinking. It's not like that got me in trouble or anything. Here we are. But with age comes, no pun intended, wisdom. Once the big head overpowers the little head, you son of a bitch, you can make a list like this. At some point in our lives, we have all thought or said all of these things. And when you're a young dude, you don't even know it. Only when you get near 34 do you go, oh, wait a minute. Am I dick thinking right now? And that first epiphany usually happens at a very inconvenient time. What am I doing? I don't want to talk to this woman when I'm done. I'm out.
How dare you? How dare you? Disgusting.
So this episode's going out to all the young dudes out there. Close your pants and open your ears and listen, because this is gonna get good. Yeah. Number one is there for a reason, because it's the first thing out of our mouths.
She's okay.
You know how many times I've heard that? And when your friends ask, what makes her okay? We all respond with number two. Say it with me, dudes.
She's different. She's not like the rest.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. If you were a frog and these were all lily pads, that would be the first one on your path to divorce. Never assume she's different. Make her prove she's different. Because women usually cannot lie with their actions. If you're in it to win it, she's still different after like 2 or 3 years. You might have a shot.
Might.
After that, you have authorization for number three, but not before that.
She's good people.
Right.
Number four always comes up when you find out she was not good people. You know this woman has a past because she's gargled more bananas than the apes at the zoo. But
it'll be different with me.
Get the hell out of here. I made the same mistake, and I paid for it heavily. A leopard is not going to change its spots, and neither will she if she doesn't get on the proper meds. Screen 5.
Ha ha! Honey, those are just razor bumps.
Sure, okay. One of the main reasons we have to pay attention to a person's past, because it's the best way to predict the future. If you're dick thinking, you'll ignore it to your own detriment. And that brings us to number 5.
You know, I trust her because she gave me her word.
What? Because women are notorious for keeping their promises, right? Right? 80% of divorces are filed by women. Space Ghost is on and he's in divorce court.
Wow, that's good. Moltar, make a note of that.
No.
Come on.
I'm busy.
Giving your word and keeping your word are not the same thing, and don't you ever forget that. Number 6, 4 words that have ruined millions of men's lives.
Happy wife, happy life.
What? Newsflash, biatches. It's 100% on you to make yourself happy. These 4 words take all of the responsibility for happiness and move it over to the man.
Really?
God himself can't keep these women happy. What chance do you actually think you have, foolish mortal? And while you're juggling those cats and chainsaws and you fail to make her happy, then we get to number 7. And my favorite part is when she emasculates you with jokes in front of her friends. You call her out on it and she goes, well, I'm sorry. followed directly by a mouth hug with a head bob, and you're like, oh yeah, okay, well, obviously she didn't mean it.
I think I can smell shite.
And it's only after the big head overpowers the little head you realize you've been victimized by the world's greatest magician. And 51% of the population has that magician trick right between their legs. Things appear out of nowhere like babies, but they disappear as well, like your self-respect, honor, and your money. It's the Bermuda Triangle prestidigitation. Yeah, winning. No. And the biggest sleight of hand jobs they'll pull on you is number 8. Because all of the relationships, they all start off the same way. Boom, bam, pussy, blowjobs, cooking for you, being nice, agreeable, being good around your family. But over time, they slowly reel that stuff back in a little bit at a time, hoping you don't notice. As soon as you do notice, everything is your fault and you have to go to counseling. Because you're going to work on that relationship and make it stronger, right? Bullshit! That's absolutely wrong, because these counseling sessions turn into a 2-on-1 tag team against you. It's a Royal Rumble and both of them are speedbagging your testicles. And the reason they put all of the responsibility on you is because, actually, it was her fault. And that leads us to number 9, where you get gaslit to saying, you know, I'm sure it was just an accident. A total accident when she fell on that penis 220 times in a 5 to 7 minute period. What? Your definition of accident and mine are completely different.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Oh, here's the best part. While you're dick thinking, you will actually believe it and even make your own excuses for it. You Moriane. And that leads us to number 10. I know, but insert excuse here. Victim, abused as a child. Her father abandoned her. Whatever. Anything that happened to you as a child, you get my sympathy because you didn't ask for it. Once you turn 18, all of that bullshit you're pulling is 100% on you.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
You catch a modern woman doing wrong, it's either trauma's fault or a man's fault. Who the hell is this trauma guy? Because you know what? I want to kick his ass. Anything and everything to avoid responsibility, cue the diagram. I don't care if you're Hercules. You are not pushing those two tits together. It is not happening. Never. And that brings us to number 11, how they dupe us into putting up with all of their shit. I've heard this so many times in the army. Oh, Pop, the sex was so good. Says the stupid fish with the hook in his goddamn mouth. And why do the fish bite? Instinct, and men respond to sex the exact same way. Especially when we're young, dumb, and filled with stuff that rhymes with dumb. We're just biological lawn sprinklers. And I am no exception to that rule. When I was a young idiot, I was slinging seed like an old bird feeder. And that is why I'm making this list, because I have done and said almost all of this shit. I am not smarter than you. I've just been in the churn longer than you have. You want to know what else is fucked up? Number 12, the 4 words that'll put you right into the poorhouse. I can afford it.
Fuck.
You're an E4. She's a mattress actress. You can't afford it, bro. But that's just one example. Not everyone serves in the military. I know that. This is how it plays out in the civilian sector.
I want a new car.
Well, what's wrong with the one that you have? Oh, well, maybe I can't afford it.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Oh, you're feeling guilty about that? You gotta pull a 13 and call your wife to ask if it's okay if you can laugh? And it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a super alpha, the ultimate killer, tough as goddamn nails, and you're reduced to a child when you have to say these words.
Well, I need to call my wife first.
Shut up! What are you gonna do if she says no? Oh, I know. You're gonna pile in your minivan and go home, screen 5. But the all-time winner and champion is number 14. And that's why we always pair it with number 2.
She's different. She loves me.
No, she doesn't. Most of these women, I said most, they love what you can do for them. And that's it. But at the first sight of a monkey wrench, you get sick, you get cancer, lose your job, they are gone. The minute you pay off those student loans, gone. Now, I know there's ladies out there, but that never happens. Sources at redonkulous.com, and one of my best friends died from that. And I'm not even making that up. He actually drunk and drugged himself to death by the age of 42. Here's to you, Richard. And that's one of the reasons we do this show and keep this counter going on the wall. Because we want to save more dudes from his fate. And if you want to help us out, QR codes on the screen. We'd appreciate it. Early access, movie nights, supporter streams, winning! And don't forget the halftime striptease, which you only get if you're a supporter. So if you're in the regiment, enjoy. I'll be back in a bit. Number 15 coexists with number 13.
I don't want to do that. It'll make her mad.
I got a news flash for you dudes, and you might want to write this one down. If a woman is not afraid to lose you, she doesn't love you.
He's right.
If you engage in this, she will lose her fear and thus her love and respect for you. This proves the fact that women want men with options. They don't want you to exercise those options. They love the fact that other women want you. But it is those options, though, that keep her in line. So dudes, don't cuck out, because that is exactly what you're doing when I hear the words,
it'll make her mad.
Shut up! Bleeders need leaders, Screen 5.
I'm free bleeding in the grass right now.
You doing what?
Number 16 takes us to a whole other realm of dick thinking speak. Because these next few only happen when you're stupid enough to tie one on with a divorced woo man. Or even worse, a single mother.
No! No, not Detroit! No!
And these dudes who actually write a check against these women hear the same stories. And thus, that leads us to number 16.
It wasn't her fault. Her husband was a bad man.
How do you know that? Did you see it happen? As we all know, there's three sides to every story. Her side, his side, and then the truth. If you believe that one side of the story, well, I got some swampland on the moon to sell you. Or better yet, I got a bridge to nowhere. You in the market for one of those?
Come on, man.
And that leads us directly into number 17.
Her kids are good. They don't bother me.
That's only half the sentence. The real sentence is, they don't respect you either. You think these kids like you? You go ahead, try to discipline them. I dare you.
Well, you really shouldn't do
that. You're not my dad!
Space Ghost is on.
Try disciplining those children in front of her. Good luck with that. You will get the equivalent of a chainsaw to your cack and balls. And that whole bloody lump is going right into her purse, and you're responsible for putting it there. If you are stupid enough to tie one on with a woman who already has kids, you get what you get and don't you dare throw a fit. But I don't understand all of the details of the situation. Number 18.
Her baby daddy abandoned her.
Oh, it just got dark in here. Bummer. I know that's fucked up, but 75% of the time it works all the time. Space Ghost is on.
They respected me for saying it.
Just to refresh your memory, here it is again. Most of the divorced and single mothers are in that situation by choice. Accountability and responsibility are a modern women's kryptonite.
These single mothers don't use the emotional bond between their children and this new guy to rope them in. Oh no, that never happens. Or maybe she gets knocked up trying to keep them around. That never happens either.
You serious?
Speaking of bad investments, we're moving on to number 19.
She's worth the investment.
Are you out of your mind? You see what you did there? You just told on yourself, dudes. By referring to it as an investment, you're acknowledging the transactions that take place for the poo nanny.
2,000.
3,000.
Done.
Ho
Holy shit!
I know some people are gonna get mad at what I just said, and that's totally fine. When you drop bombs over the objective, there's gonna be civilian casualties. Just ask old bottom, Screen 5.
A big mic!
Michelle Obama's not a man!
Well, whatever. Nice dick, bro. You know, Barry was thinking number 20 when he saw the size of that hog.
It can't happen to me because of insert excuse here. It can't happen to me because she's a good Catholic girl and her parents are still married.
Her family doesn't matter if she disregards them for her friends or easy attention or both. And because of these, it's never been easier to have access to both. And as we all know, and we've said it many times on the show, Redonkulous.com, women keep other women single.
He's got a small wallet. He's got small dick energy.
Now get the fuck out of here.
Sheer fucking hubris.
Number 21, legal to drink.
I trust her. She could go out with her friends.
These are the dudes who actually think girls' night out is about women hanging out with other women. Nope, they are dick shopping, and you just gave them the credit card. I was a bouncer. I have literally walked into the woman's bathroom at 2:15 in the morning and caught women.
Wash they pussy in the sink.
And a few of them had the bachelorette crown on. Get the hell out of here. At least it didn't happen in the kitchen. They might have got cootie juices on the dishes, Screen 5.
Ha ha! I can't do it!
This will really fuck you up, gentlemen. You voice your distrust of ladies' night out. They will gaslight you within an inch of your life about your toxic masculinity. You're gonna get carpet bombed by the bitches. That's how it rolls. So do yourself a favor, gentlemen. Let her go to the bar. And then pack your shit and fucking leave.
Hey, come on, baby! Come on! Yes! Come on!
But don't you dare issue an ultimatum. That is the number one sign of a weak person. You can give her options where you say, yeah, we can stay together or we don't. Boundaries are healthy, dudes, and don't you dare let a woman try to convince you they are not. They want boundaries for you, but they don't want any for themselves. When she puts boundaries on you, well, she's just taking care of the relationship. When you do it, you're toxic and you're insecure. They're literally psychologically projecting into your thinking meat at this point. Because in all actuality, insecurity, it's just a hole that needs to be filled often with a bunch of strange Kiakas, Screen 5.
Ha ha!
And that's never more obvious than number 22.
She's not after my money.
Just because you don't make a lot of money does not mean they're not after it. If you don't make a lot of money, you'll do for now. Where do you think the term starter husband came from? There you go. I got a shocker for you, dudes. They're all after your money. And I have another shocker for you. That's fine. As long as she observes the standard gender roles where you provide, protect, and she gives you loyalty and children and love and what have you. In that scenario, it's totally fine because it has worked, I don't know, forever. That's what you call a reciprocal relationship. You know, yin and yang. Otherwise, you're just a leech.
How dare you?
Number 23.
She's a safe bet.
Men or women, it doesn't matter. There's no such thing as a safe bet. The only thing you can do is reduce your risk. But if you believe in a safe bet, you probably believed her when she said this.
I don't normally do this.
Of course you don't. He's totally the first guy to put it in your pooper on the first date, yeah. And don't worry about the itchies and scratchies down there, right? She's totally safe. Scoochie chingos. 99 problems and an itch ain't one, Screen 5. Number 24 is or isn't dick thinking depending upon your age.
One day, I will find the right girl.
Ironically, the younger you are, the more likely this will be true.
What?
You got dudes in their late 30s and mid 40s still saying this shit. You are obviously done dick thinking and you should know better by now. That doesn't mean every dude stops dick thinking. There are idiots that keep doing it until they die.
You are a fag.
You can't do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. In fact, now that I think about it, that applies to this entire list. And especially number 25, to all of my fallen friends stuck in the friend zone.
I'll win her over.
No, you won't. The only possible way out of the friend zone is to asshole your way out. Being nice, that's what puts you into the friend zone. There are two truths to the friend zone most dudes do not want to admit, but we're gonna cover them now. Number one, you walked in there voluntarily. And number two, that door locks from the inside. You can leave anytime you want. Take your wallet and stop being a goddamn cuck.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
And number 26, I still don't know where you dudes come up with this shit.
She's not a bimbo. She's smart.
Women's brains are not really here. They're actually here in these large, luscious. I kind of just want to bury my face in your sweaty, heaving brains. Ladies, I'm just going to let you know, we don't really care if you're smart. That is why a billionaire will marry a barista. Come on. But a billionaire woman will never marry a male barista. She'll bang him, especially if he has a good pull and he has a good hole game, but that's it. And no matter what you do, gentlemen, number 27 will never be true.
I can fix her.
No, you can't. Only she can fix herself. But that will require taking accountability and responsibility, and we know women don't do that, Screen 5. And the women who do take accountability and responsibility, they're already married. And usually they do it young and they're in it to win it.
I need this man to tear all my clothes off.
Work, work.
Any woman in her 30s who just hasn't found the right man, you are not going to be able to fix her because she does not want to be fixed. She wants to blame, which is the opposite of growth. It might come as a shocker to you. You want to smell it?
No.
All right. Every ex-boyfriend was a toxic bad boy who just mistreated her. She was a perfect angel. The rose in a sea of thorns. Shut the hell up. Newsflash, you dated those guys because, I don't know, you wanted to. And now you want this guy to pay for all of the mistakes for all those guys. And you, as a dude, think you can fix that? You might notice the stench coming off this list. Oh, that's right, you're too nice. And guess what? Women can smell that, and they can take advantage of it as well. And that's never more obvious than number 28. I heard this all the time from soldiers.
I just let her move in until she could get on her feet.
6 months later.
She's still there. She's not paying any bills, nor does she have a job, but
you can fix her.
Shut up!
Times are tough and she just can't find a good job.
And that might be true. Bidenomics is a bitch, and so is she, Screen 5. A modern woman never met a meal ticket she never tried to exploit.
Money attracts women, absolutely, but it attracts disloyal women. If you're an old man with lots of money and you're overweight and this, that, and the other, but you're getting lots of girls, you're not getting girls. You're getting investors.
Because, gentlemen, if you're nice to a woman and you do it long enough, they actually feel entitled to it after that.
Because what happens with very beautiful women is they realize how much they can get for free. So they start to clock onto that very quickly.
It's been 6, 7, 8 months, and you're like, hey, you know what? Maybe it's time you should leave. And all of a sudden,
oh my God, you're such an ogre for throwing me into the street.
Blame and shame. Don't fall for that. Fuck her. Send her on her way. Sorry, gentlemen. You can't help a woman get on her feet if all she likes to do is lay on her back, Screen 5.
Well, I'm a whore. Yeah.
With that, we are done with Dick Thinking Speak. And I know I didn't get them all. If you have anything you want to add to the list, comments below. Remember this list. If you find any of your friends saying this shit or acting on it, check them immediately because it doesn't go anywhere good. And if you feel so inclined, send them this video.
Because we can fix you. You're different and we love you. Space Ghost is on.
Ha ha ha! I don't want to talk to this woman when... I don't want to... Stop it, stop, man!
It's true. You're fucking killing me!
All right. You're a 22-year-old airborne ranger in like Olympic-level shape. When you decide you want to run away,
nobody
except Olympic-level athletes are catching you.
You're two good people.
Like what? What are you fucking saying, man? You're gonna get fucked. You're gonna get fucked. You're shit in a bucket. It's gonna get much worse when you go to divorce court or you get hit for child support.